Mature disciples of Jesus Christ are serious and intentional about legacy. The season of Lent provides us with potent fertilizer needed to grow the seeds of legacy that we plant. That fertilizer consists not of potash and nitrogen, but prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer purifies our intentions and relates everything we do to God. Fasting detaches us from ourselves and our comforts. Almsgiving is giving to the needs of the poor. Sometimes that means giving direct help, and sometimes that means giving money. But almsgiving always means imitating the generosity of Jesus. Giving alms reminds us that our wealth is not in things. Rather, we are wealthy because of the love of God. Here are a few Bible verses on giving alms. Matthew 19, verse 21. Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come follow me." Luke 11, verse 41 says, "But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be made clean." Proverbs 22, 9, "The generous will be blessed, for they share the food with the poor." And Sirach 7, verse 10, "Do not be impatient in prayer or neglect almsgiving." And Sirach 35, verse 4, "One who gives alms presents a sacrifice of praise." So take some time this Lent to reflect on your discipleship and your legacy. How will your legacy demonstrate that God is first in every facet of your life? First in your time, every morning, offer up your day to God in prayer. First with your talents, fasting from self-serving intentions and instead using them to serve others. First in your treasure, giving alms to help the most vulnerable amongst us. St. Alphonsus Liguori said, "The heart of the Christian is the heart of one who gives." May God bless you this Lent and always.